us to walk. All right, people. It's that time. It's 9 o'clock out here in California, Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central and 12 o'clock Eastern. I've got a very special guest tonight. His name is Andrew Krieg. He's from the Justice Integrity Project, and I came across his name and the project. I think it was relating to Don Siegelman and some of the recent, Andrew has an article out, but I want you to go to his website, one of his websites. It's www.justice-integrity.org. You can Google Justice Integrity Project. Let me get his bio out here real quick. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of United States Federal Military Service Academy, known as Kings Point, where I come out as a naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine. But Andrew Krieg, here's his bio, and you go to his website, the Justice Integrity Project website. He has another website, and I'll get into that. It's Eagle View Capital Services, or no, Strategies, I'm sorry. We'll get into that when we bring Andrew on. But the Justice Integrity Project Executive Director, Andrew Krieg, has 2 decades experience as an attorney and nonprofit executive in Washington, D.C. An author and longtime investigative reporter, his primary focus since 2008 has been exploring allegations of official corruption and other misconduct in federal agencies. Also, he has been a consultant and volunteer leader in advising several nonprofit groups fostering cutting-edge applications within the communications industries. In 2008, he became a senior fellow with the Schuster Institute for investigative journalism at Brandeis University. Brandeis, I mean, you got some of these names. His undergrad is from Cornell. Just simply amazing. From Brandeis University and an affiliated research fellow with the Information Economy Project at George Mason University School of Law, another excellent school. As president and CEO of the Wireless Communications Association International, WCAI, from 1996 until 2008, Krieg led its worldwide advocacy that helped create the broadband wireless industry. Previously, he was WCAI's vice president and general counsel, an associate at Latham & Watkins. Look it up. Another very well-established firm, law firm. He was a law clerk to a federal judge, author of the book Spiked, and you should look this up, go to the website, about the newspaper business, and a longtime reporter for the Hartford Courant. A description of Spiked is posted on the website. He's also listed in Who's Who in America and Who's Who in the World since the 1990s, and currently he holds a law degree from the University of Chicago School of Law and from Yale Law School. His undergraduate degree is from Cornell. We're going to bring him on just after the break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, and I want you to also go to, I ask you to go look at About Us. And this is on the website, Justice Integrity Project. Some of this has to do with Don Siegelman. We'll get into that a little bit after we bring Andrew on. But under directors' biographies, go look at Robert Ames Alden, John Edward Hurley, John Kelly, and Ronald Fisher, and look at the biographies of these gentlemen, Andrew as well. And see, you know, because you can tell a lot about an individual by who they keep as company. And Andrew's resume speaks for itself, but also the resumes of his associates who are the directors of the Justice Integrity Project. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break with Andrew Krieg from the Justice Integrity Project. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. I'm with Andrew Krieg, just bringing him online now from the Justice Integrity Project. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Great to be here, Eric.
I'm going to throw it to you. The one thing I think how I honed in on you was what you've been doing for Don Siegelman. But you're also out there even for fighting for people that I necessarily wouldn't stick up for, but you may have some information that most of the listeners don't know about with Bernie Kerik. But my opinion in all of this, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you've done, abuse of the judicial process hurts us all.
Well, that's exactly right, Eric, and you've got a record of serving our country, and I'm so glad to swap some ideas on this. You mentioned Bernie Kerik. He's the former New York police commissioner, and he's now serving a four-year prison sentence. Just briefly, our project is nonpartisan, and I looked at his case. He's a Republican, and I thought he was pressured into guilty pleas, and I'm just not sure that's how the system should work. And I went up to his sentencing, and I thought it was just appalling how he was treated. Did more research about it, found that the main witness that he wanted for his case, he couldn't bring into the trial. He was put in solitary confinement.
Yeah, I find that trial.
And
I find that appalling what they did on.
And he only gets out when he pleads guilty, and he just couldn't afford the fight anymore after borrowing all he could. And that's the way it is with most of the cases that I've looked at. And there's, I guess, about lead with the ending here. Somebody needs to say to authorities, just because you accuse somebody, you can't. There's immense power that comes with authority, and the newspapers no longer have the personnel to really dig into these cases, and so somebody's got to point out the two sides. Largely prosecutions of famous people. So let me hear your questions, Eric, and not talk at too great a length.
Well, the other thing is Don Siegelman, and that would be the other. You know, I'm to be blunt, I'm not a fan of Bernie Kerik.
Yeah.
But with that said, even like with Casey Anthony, right? The jurist came out, and I think one of them was quoted as saying, you know, not guilty is not the same thing as innocent, and that at some point there was not sufficient evidence to find her guilty. And she may be getting off with, you know, murder or getting away with murder to some point, but our system was established to make it extremely difficult to find somebody guilty, not easy.
Well, exactly, and you're right about the distinction between not guilty and innocent. The Siegelman case is an extreme example of what I would call a political prosecution, where the government basically says, we're going to take this person out, and we're going to find something and remove them. And that shouldn't be the way our system works. It's supposed to be you find a crime, you find a debtor, and you proceed in a reasonable fashion through to conviction.
Well, even Strauss-Kahn comes to mind in what just happened with and what went on with Don Siegelman and taking him out politically.
Well, exactly, except that to give the a little benefit of doubt to the authorities in the Strauss-Kahn case, they had a quick situation where the guy was about to get on a plane, and so they moved quickly. Here in the Siegelman case, it's basically a 10-year investigation he's been under. He went under investigation in Alabama by state authorities, Republican state authorities, upon being elected governor of Alabama in 1999.
Well, Andrew, wasn't he elected to three different, he was attorney general and governor and something else?
Yeah, the bottom line, I think he was secretary of state. He's the only person in Alabama history to be elected to all four of the top state jobs. And if, I don't assume that people know who he is, but so just a brief recap. He was in the reddest of red states of Alabama. He was pretty much the only Democrat who could win statewide office. And he was targeted by the Bush administration, they brought charges against him in 2004. The judge says there's not a case here. So then they go back and they bring a second trial before a judge that hates him obtain a conviction on very shaky circumstances, and he's out on bail now. And the gist of it is, I looked at this case intensively for 3 years. I've got all kinds of whistleblowers, including somebody who used to work with Karl Rove against Democrats. And I've come to the reluctant conclusion that he was framed and that this judge was in on it.
Well, and the number of conflicts of interest to me are striking.
Well, it's very interesting that you would say that, Eric, because the legal standard on conflict of interest by a judge, requiring the judge to remove himself, is a big factor in this case. And the basic standard that the Justice Department has articulated is that not one reasonable and independent person in the entire country would think the judge might have even the appearance of bias.
Well, and that's the important standard, is that because it's to avert even placing any kind of cloud on the opinion for anyone looking back at it and saying, oh, well, the judge worked, you know, for the opposition, or he was an attorney for this company, or, you know, to where anybody who looks at it would question the opinion.
Well, this is a very bright line standard. And here you just said it on your own that you thought it was a remarkable number of conflicts of interest. And here we have the federal government saying no one would think that.
Right. And that's with, how do you pronounce the name, Canary or Canary?
Canary, yes.
Canary. With wife and husband and wife team.
Oh, well, just to get into one very striking one. So Siegelman's a Democrat. In 2002, he's running for re-election. But the U.S. attorney in charge of the whole federal apparatus is named Laura Canary, appointed by Bush. But her husband, a very close friend of Karl Rove and head of basically the Business Council of Alabama, was also campaign manager for Siegelman's opponent. So let me retrace that. The prosecutor in the office is married to the campaign manager of his opponent. To bring this up to the present, she only resigned about a month ago. And so here Obama had kept on for 2.5 years after Obama's election, this notorious prosecutor who in her office did incredible things during this trial, and Obama keeps her on. And then the latest thing is that Obama nominates to replace her the defense attorney for the main witness who framed Siegelman, and that prompted story that I just wrote that you read.
I was just going to say, and go to that, was that the story that you just wrote has this all laid out very well in it.
Well, thank you. It is a little complicated, but the other factor here.
Well, it's actually, I was going to say, it's not complicated. It's a lot of information. It's easy to follow if you take the time to read it.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, part of it is there is a ton of information here. And it's just shocking, deeply, deeply shocking. It's not unique among all cases, but it's unique in that so many whistleblowers have stepped forward there to say, this is not our country, somebody's got to do something about it. And the horrible thing, Eric, is that no one wants to do anything about it. And
no one with the power. No one
with the power, yes. No, 100,000 people have complained to the White House and others. But
well, I want to touch on that when we come back. We're going to a commercial break about the issue of someone like Don Siegelman, who's so extremely popular, to get in as a Democrat in a red, red, red state in four key positions. And there's a handful of people like yourself out there sticking up for him now. even though it's clear to me that this man has been framed and it's a political prosecution. We'll be right back on that note right after this break.
Coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. We're speaking with Andrew Krieg, and we're just going to the issue. I outlined it just before, about Don Siegelman. And somebody who's so enormously popular because of his strength of personality and integrity, I would say, to be elected to 4 key positions in a very red state as a Democrat, who was targeted by Karl Rove and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and the whole, you know, Bush Davis Walker clan and their friends. I'd have to throw in the Bath family and a bunch of others, but clearly a Davis Walker family that the Bush is married into. And many people don't know that. You know, and you look to what Scott Walker as governor of Wisconsin is doing and a bunch of others. But Andrew, I want to go back into Don Siegelman, but see what I'm concerned with, and I'm in the same position, and it's another reason why I reached out to you. Cause I, you know, feel for Don and a lot of other people that find themselves in this position. But someone with that political power, that popular, that even wealth and more and level of accolades, I guess, for want of a better word, if he can't pull himself out of that situation and people are afraid to help him, where does that leave everyone else?
Well, that's the key point. It's very, very hard. And the same process can be used against people on the local level and is. In fact, my most recent story on our Justice-Integrity website today is about people at the local level running for office in New Jersey being targeted through the Chris Christie initiative when he was U.S. attorney. And let me mention what that is about very briefly before getting back to Alabama, because this is a nationwide process. The government wanted to arrest a bunch of Democrats in the last days of the Bush administration. So their U.S. attorney found a guy who committed a $50 million bank fraud named Solomon Dweck. And,
Hold on one sec. We got hey, Alex, I don't know. We're picking up a little bit of noise. I don't know if it's your mic or not, but can you clear that? Sorry, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so they got a guy who commits a $50 million bank fraud, and they basically say, well, we'll pay you $12,000 a month living expenses and give you taxpayer money to go out to Hudson County and other counties that are mostly Democrat in New Jersey, right next to New York, and offer money to candidates in ways that make it look like it's kind of crosses that border of a bribe, not a donation.
Oh, like kind of like the Chinese gardener giving money to Clinton, Bill Clinton?
Yeah. I mean, or more specifically, just go and pretend you're a developer and you support their candidacy, and but you want to make sure that they're going to look favorably on what you're doing. And it's a very gray line there between a bribe and a donation, because all politicians smile at people who offer them $10,000. So the bottom line is the government has incredible power to go out and equip people to push people into crimes like that and take out politicians. So in Siegelman's case, it wasn't just that he was a Democrat. I'm firmly convinced, after talking to many whistleblowers and researching this quite extensively.
Andrew, excuse me. Did you mention what your party was, or is, or has been, or?
People could look up. My donations are overwhelmingly Democratic. My group is nonpartisan.
Right. No, and I didn't. Because I think you would agree, what was Republican and what was Democrat, and what a party stands for today, I think most people are trying to move away from, to the point of even becoming independent because of the corruption.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that I've found as I've moved to independent status is that the Obama administration is certifying and approving all of the abuses of Karl Rove and the Bush administration. And where does that leave anybody to turn?
And I've said for a long time, though, too, I was very concerned that Bush was going to violate the 22nd Amendment and try to play a game and stay in office, much like Rudy Giuliani did as mayor of New York, tried to. I really saw that coming, but why do you have to stay in office if you get your, I was going to say lackey, and I don't want to use that term, but your surrogate to stand in for you and act as
exactly.
not even Bush light, because he's worse. He said that he can assassinate American citizens abroad without due process.
Well, I went to that hearing. I was virtually no reporters there, in fact, except another one who had a long-running show on your network, Wayne Manson, and I were the only reporters at that federal court hearing on assassination. You're right. One of the things that we're seeing, and I went to Obama's first big dollar fundraiser.
Hold that thought. Where were you going to go with this, real quick, so we can?
Very quickly is he's authenticating the worst abuses of the Bush years.
Yeah, I was going to say Bush crime family, right? Which is like, sorry, my bad. We'll be right back, Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone.
You're
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, I want to, you know, and we were talking in the break, Andrew and I, and I want to go to, because even if we can do something for somebody like Don Siegelman, who not only deserves help, and you can also tell him, well, where is he at right now? Is he out of prison? Is he
He's out on bond, but the immediate thing is a judge has just issued a ruling that he's got to go back to this judge who hates him and is conflicted with the judge who hates him, runs a military company. We haven't touched on this, Eric, but the judge has, is controlling stockholder in a, military contracting company that got $300 million from Bush contracts, basically during the trial and, afterwards. And I'm pointing out, sure. What an incredible conflict of interest.
What an incredible reward for going after Don Siegelman.
Yeah, and the apologist for the judge and system is, well, can't the guy make some money? Isn't he allowed to have stock? And it's not just, these are discretionary awards. It's not like owning two shares of General Motors or something. You know, what the company does is it trains Air Force pilots and trains and refuels Air Force airplanes. And there's a whole host of paramilitary elements of this case, including that the special anti-Siegelman hit squad from the Justice Department was based on an Air Force base, and the prosecution was run by a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserves.
They're doing that a lot. They're using reservists that are tied to military federal contracts and military federal contractors. There was another story that just broke about that. It wasn't related to Don Siegelman, but it was about a Coast Guard reservist who was had something to do where they were using their position in the Coast Guard to help out the company that they worked for as a, you know, that was a federal contractor.
Well, I know your background and your passion involves the Coast Guard, and during the break we were talking about its being brought into the Department of Homeland Security. There's a larger pattern of which that's a part, and I think your listeners should be aware of that. We're constantly told that there's these threats that require us to give up our checks and balances, our constitutional protections. But
except all of these were founded and established in the time of Revolutionary War.
Well, exactly. Plus, they endured through our battle with Russia, a nuclear threat, and against the Germans and Japanese. And just the other day, Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, spoke of how we're essentially facing between 10 and 20 Al-Qaeda leaders.
Wasn't he CIA?
Well, he just...
I know, I'm joking.
Yeah, he just changed his chairs.
Yeah, hat. Right.
So he's over at the Defense Department. And Glenn Greenwald, a commentator who I liked a lot, in fact, I excerpted this article on our website.
Yeah, today. I saw that.
He says, so all of this stuff, you know, moving the Coast Guard into the DHS and all...
Andrew, you know who's behind all this is the National Defense Industrial Association, a 1,860 corporate member chartered association from 1919. That represents the military-industrial complex that also has, I think it's like 80,000 individual members, but companies like Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and more are all members of, and they're in Congress lobbying for keeping the war going.
Well, exactly. And by the way, I used to run, as you said in your introduction, a Washington Trade Association. It had many of those companies as members. I'm not sure, Eric, I would, having worked with a lot of those companies, put that trade association as more of an instrument than a decision maker. I mean, the decision makers are back behind, you know, several levels up and in the shadows.
Yeah, but why do all these enormously powerful and well-to-do military federal contractors need an association or a quote-unquote union, whatever you want to call it, when individual citizens and employees in Wisconsin can't have the right to collect?
Well, that's a great point. I would just say that behind that, and I think you know this because you mentioned it before, I mean, you've got like the Bush family and their financiers. I think it's in this
Kunin Lowe, Brown Brothers Harriman, and a bunch of others.
Yeah, I mean, in this constellation, even the most powerful man in the world, the U.S. president, is basically a puppet for forces more in the background. And in terms of Congress, they are simply falling down on the job, both parties, because the puppet masters are controlling them totally.
Well, who's more powerful in your mind, or should be?
Well, our Constitution was devised so that Congress supposed to be most powerful. There's a great book. I heard Yale Law Professor Bruce Ackerman talk about it a few months ago about the imperial presidency and how it used to be only 40, 50 years ago that Congress absolutely had far more power than the president. Now, Congress it doesn't dare do anything that the president doesn't want. And by the way, let me
Andrew, real quick, let me throw in, though, that right now Obama is calling Congress on the carpet about the debt ceiling and all this other stuff rather than Congress calling the president on the carpet.
Well, exactly. It's, in my mind, a big charade. And the newspapers will not connect the dots on it for the public. So it's no wonder most of them are losing circulation because they're not telling people
the truth, information. The truth sells. The truth sells. The truth sells.
Well, people feel that way, but they know they're missing something. But unless there's alternative media like your show, they're not. How are they going to know the missing piece? So, for example, we started this with the Siegelman case. I'd like to point out that in the background there is a $35 billion Air Force contract that
right.
I've reported is connected to this. It's not just Democrats and Republican stuff. It's a $35 billion contract, and whether Boeing or Airbus builds it, and very, very powerful people in both Europe and the United States are looking at that military-industrial type of level matter, and that's partly...
I was going to say espionage, but...
Yeah, well, it's jobs, but it's also just for the insiders, fantastic amounts of money. And
but it goes beyond that. Like, we just had an FTC regulator from the UKCC, from a British agent named to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And it's like, whoa, what's going on here? And they wanted to award the refueling tanker contract to the European Union for our military. It's like, what are we thinking?
Well, here's what they were thinking, according to my sources, Eric, which was the insiders thought, who would think that the American taxpayers would stand for awarding our biggest defense contracts to European companies? But so nobody would expect it. That creates an opportunity for the people that want that to get in early, get in the hidden way, have the Europeans create American subsidies, subsidiaries.
Yeah, but
bet on them. And the
I go
Europeans
much deeper than that.
Almost got it. Okay.
But you've got the most warlike countries, Spain, Portugal, England, France, Germany, mm-hmm. who have had their own empires at times, all together now in the European Union. And we're going to somehow trust them, who we've tried to, you know, declare our independence from, trust them to build our tankers and not fly them back at us somehow?
Well, that's a good common sense, a pro-American veteran perspective. The money boys who operate, they have allegiance to money, not country.
Right.
You're kind of voicing the common man's perception of how this goes. When we're talking about billions,
if not even trillions, when you start looking.
Yeah. I mean, one of my sources on this $35 billion contract said, look, you know, once you build the planes for the U.S., then you're going to get more contracts to build them elsewhere. And if given the judge's company refueling Air Force One and refueling Air Force planes, Eric, do you think you can go in and get those contracts with a 10% discount? No.
You're
going to let other people into that world, And the last part is one of my sources says about these mid-air refueling contracts that the are up for bid or for the judges on the ground refueling for the Air Force. It says, where do you think they're buying the gas? At the corner Exxon station? This is all deeply tied in to the big boys.
Well, but which is deeply tied into war. I mean, you have to, a lot of these are war profiteers, military, federal, and I'm not talking about, I believe, I'm pro-defense. I went to a military academy. I believe in defense, but there's a big difference between aggressive wars, just like what were outlawed in the Geneva Conventions after World War II, and one reason we turned our Department of War back into, or into a Department of Defense, was to keep in, to be in keeping with the Geneva Conventions that outlawed wars of aggression.
Well, let me just mention, I know we're closing with time, so let me mention the farewell addresses of two of our greatest presidents, George Washington and Dwight Eisenhower, arguably are two of our greatest generals who later went into politics. And Washington warned against foreign entanglements, and Eisenhower was a lot more specific, where he warned against them. A fearful military-industrial complex. I'm getting cold chills, Eric, here in the Washington summer, just mentioning that, partly because I got to know his science advisor, Dr. Herbert Fackler, who helped draft that speech. And Herbert Fackler just passed away, but he used to come to my conventions in Washington all the time, a delightful old man. And the story of how a great general like Eisenhower, who led us to victory in World War II, would fear that the greatest danger to our democracy was this military-industrial complex is a huge lesson, and I'm so glad that you feel that same patriotism and invited me to the show to talk about these kind of warnings.
Well, one thing, too, that came under Eisenhower was a U.S. Supreme Court case law of Reed versus Covert. First in 1956, where they upheld the prosecution of a service member's wife for his own murder, saying that she could be prosecuted in a military tribunal because she accompanied the military. Then it was reheard in 57. Hugo Black went all the way back in his decision when pressed for a rehearing by not only the father of this woman, but the Solicitor General and the Attorney General. He went all the way back to the Magna Carta of 1215 AD and laid out, under common law coming from England and Europe, why we have a bright line of separation between the military and civilian life.
Well, thank you for your scholarship on that. One of the big issues that I, as an attorney, am facing is, and ultimately all of the country is facing, is a growing perception among insiders that the Supreme Court is engaging in what's called result-oriented decision-making.
Oh, you mean social engineering?
No, it's slightly different. It's they decide who they want to win and then tell their very bright law clerks, make sure this person wins. And I, as you mentioned in the bio, I'm fortunate to have degrees from both Chicago and Yale, and insiders at that those kind of places talk about that amongst themselves, but it's very, very difficult to go public with it. But I'd like to do that for a second here, as we're doing on your show. And at one of the alumni discussions from one of those schools, a very distinguished scholar said he's looked at recent decisions, and he says he cannot find any logical overall theory of why the people voted the way they did. And he was talking off the record, and I'll slightly violate that. I won't mention which school or which professor, but he said, all I'm left with is they're deciding who they want to win.
Well, but even on some of these decisions, they're not even going to the issue at heart that they're supposed to, that has been raised they're making up their own issue, like in Citizens United.
Well, exactly, and there's a huge scandal with Clarence Thomas on that.
I know, yeah.
And basically, the issue is he and his wife decided to fund a consulting group to take advantage of the decision. And
to lobby against people who were against Clarence Thomas being appointed and nominated as a Supreme Court justice.
Right. That's and why. He wouldn't fill out his, for 20 years, his legally required financial disclosure statements, which would have indicated that his wife was an advocate and making all this money advocating on these issues. And there's no enforcement. You go after small-timers, and they don't dare look at him.
Well, he's above the law. He is the law. He is, some would say, God. I mean, you know, that's how scary it's getting to a point. We're going to break. We're coming right back. Last segment. I'll throw it to you when we come back, let you put out the websites and more and any other information, and let you really hit it home in this last 6 or 7 minutes or so. We'll be right back.
Reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Speaking with Andrew Freed. His website is Justice Integrity Project. I want to real quick read from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and Course of History, which I always do on occasion. This is the historic consequences of the Long War, Part 3. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies, promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities. And listen to this, you'll love this, Andrew, and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with its fundamental constitutional change in mind. And I have one word to encapsulate all that, actually two. One is fascism, and in my mind, fascism takes us back to royalism, feudalism.
Well, I think you're right. Thanks for ruining my day.
Sorry.
he's a University of Texas professor for many years, as you know, and I can only think, having read one and admired one of his previous books, Tragic Choices, that he's lost his marbles. And what's really sad about this is, what's his problem? I mean, you know, here he's making big bucks as a university professor and writing these books. What stop is a whining from it?
He's been granted so much by being a citizen in a limited constitutional democratic republic, and he wants to cough it all up. But do you understand that the Department of Defense owns 66 million acres worldwide? That's just a small little piece that, if the lights of the republic are turned off, whoever decides to turn off the lights to the republic and end it, they get to decide who controls that 66 million acres.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many elements of this. I'd like to make one more point and then offer some suggestions of what people can do about it.
And hit up your websites and everything else. You got all the time. It's yours. When you hear the music come up, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, our website is justice-integrity.org, where we've laid out all of this and much more about these cases. But here's the tip I would offer readers, and I've given this a lot of thought because people say, what can we do about it? Your first ad starting off, Eric, was about how the newspapers aren't telling us what we need to know. I agree with that, sadly, after beginning my career for 14 years in the newspaper business. But here's my tip. If you care about this, go to both alternative websites, but also mainstream websites, and leave a brief comment. Don't waste your time writing a letter to the editor. That's a lot of time, and if you make a big point, the odds are they're not going to print it. But just a three-sentence comment, whether it's at the bottom of one of my stories, or if you want a much bigger readership, you know, put it at the bottom of USA Today or your local paper. Get up early in the morning to do it so everybody who reads the story then reads your comment. What do you think of that?
Support like-minded people. I agree.
You don't even have to support them. You can disagree, but it helps if you support. But it's building our own media.
I agree. And we've talked about Peter Phillips and others who are part of this whole, you know, attempt to stave off destruction of our republic. I thank you, Andrew, for coming on. I want to have you back.